time for the Observation Deck in Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Well, today is a day of Christmas songs. Have you guys been tuning into any Christmas music throughout your day?
You know, not yet, no. And that's abnormally late for me to start. I haven't listened to any yet.
I rarely listen to Christmas music anymore.
Ever.
Yeah. It is truly amazing to me that Christmas music, I won't get into too much of the ratings type talk, but it's crazy that people tune into Christmas music and listen to the same songs over and over again, year in and year out, and Christmas music always does incredibly well.
Yeah.
Incredibly well.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to bust through into the Christmas canon. Giorgio, you complain about this many times because everyone has the same idea. Hey, write a Christmas classic and then you'll be set for life.
Mm-hmm.
And people come out with great Christmas music every year, new Christmas music. But it very, very rarely does anything ever break through into becoming a Christmas standard.
Yeah, there's a rotation. I'm going to guess it's like 23 songs, it seems like.
It's probably more than that.
But it seems like it's a very right. short list. And any time that I will be intentional and say, you know, I'm out shopping or we're on the way to so-and-so's house on Christmas Eve, let's listen to Christmas music. Outside of Robert Wolanski's Christmas music show, which plays you stuff you've probably never heard before, It's the same songs, and I used to love them, and now it's like water torture.
All right,
I say Chinese water torture anymore.
I have no disrespect.
No disrespect.
I have the Billboard Top 100. They had their staff select the best Christmas songs of all time.
All right.
We're not going to go through all 100, but I will share with you the top 25.
And I guarantee you, that's what you hear most.
The 25 on Billboard's list is Burl Ives' Holly Jolly Christmas.
Love it. Love his voice.
I'm torn on this one.
I used to. It's a classic sound, but I think I'm punch if I hear that.
1964.
Yeah.
Now, Burl Ives, for kids of my generation, he was the snowman on Frosty Claymation special.
Yeah.
I just watched that the other night with our daughter.
Did she get creeped out by any of the elements of it?
No, she liked it.
Okay. At 24, they have Stevie Wonder's What Christmas Means to Me, 1967.
Great.
23, they have NSYNC's Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, 1998.
I can still listen to that one. It's good. And it's a boy band, so I'm in.
That's always creeped me out a little bit. Your unnatural interest in young men.
They had some good songs.
At 22... Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby.
I hate Santa Baby.
1953.
I hate Santa Baby so much.
The song that creeps me out.
Yeah, she's
using her sex organs.
She's offering it up to Santa.
Right. And whereas we go crazy over Baby It's Cold Outside.
Right.
But yet Santa Baby never makes it on the creepy list. I don't get it. At number 21 on Billboard's list of greatest Christmas songs of all time, John Lennon's Happy Christmas, War Is Over.
Oh. I'll stay with it.
I like it. Yeah. I like it too.
Yeah, I'll stay with that one. Yeah, that one. Yeah, okay. At the end,
this is Christmas.
Okay,
God.
It's not that bad.
That is one of the worst deals we've ever had.
It's okay.
I wouldn't think that there could be a worse Beatle-related Christmas song than "Happy Christmas, War Is Over," but Paul McCartney outdid him. Now he didn't make the top 25.
Oh, I love that song.
His song is Wonderful Christmas Time, 27th on their list.
Okay.
So
I love that song.
He did not rank
as high with that song too
as John Lennon did. That is that song. How can you take it with the keyboards going so far out of sync and out of time with the music?
See, I don't
I don't see how Paul could have taken that. He's such a musical perfectionist. And that... And towards the end of the song, it's so out of kilter with the music, it makes you feel all dizzy. And number 20, 1958's Run, Rudolph, Run by Chuck Berry.
Still in on that one. Love it.
I am too.
I hardly ever hear that one.
Oh, I hear that one all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Number 19, a song from 1957, Bobby Helms. In here, friend?
Steve.
Oh. I get a Bobby Duncan and Steve Helms love child in here. Jingle Bell Rock.
I do not like that
one. I've heard that song 3 million times.
Yeah. You stopped me like 2 seconds into that one on Wednesday.
That's right, I did. Yeah, we had Daddy singing carols on Wednesday.
It's time for us to let that song go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jingle Bells, great. Jingle Bell Rock, over it.
Number 18, The Waitress's Christmas Wrapping.
Oh, yeah. I love that song.
That's okay. I can still stay with that one.
And number 17, Joni Mitchell's River, 1971. Anybody?
No.
Anybody?
No.
Number 16,
polar, right?
The Beach Boys' Little Saint Nick, 1963.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
It's a good one. He's a little Saint Nick.
Their harmonies are still real to me.
Run, run, reindeer. At number 15, from 1944, Judy Garland sang it. Have yourself.
Oh, yeah.
A merry
that song
little
is still real
Christmas.
To me.
Me too.
No matter who sings it.
Love it. Makes me so sad.
I know, it's really sad.
Wistful. And number 14, Andy Williams, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Love it.
That is a great song.
Yeah.
That one always puts me in a good mood.
Yes.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Love his voice.
Yeah.
And number 13 is a relatively recent one from 2014, Ariana Grande's Santa Tell Me.
How does that go?
Like music?
Like music.
And number 12, get ready. I think this will be controversial. From 1957.
I'll have a
and punch.
I like it.
Christmas without you.
It's the backup singers that kill that song.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Like dying geese in the background.
Obviously, they were doing a funny prank in the studio with the backup singers, and they forgot to pot them down in the final mix.
Terrible.
All right. Number 11, Vince Guaraldi Trio, Christmas Time is Here, 1965. It is from the TV special A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Christmas time.
Yeah. Love it. Love it.
I'm not even sure that song is in tune. I don't know about that.
That is absolutely while you're sitting on the floor, slumped up against the sheetrock, you got a tumbler of bourbon and you got the gun in your mouth.
And you've already vomited at least 3 times.
Yes.
I love anything off that Charlie Brown Christmas album. Oh, any of those songs.
Too depressing.
And that ranked 11th.
It should.
At number 10, now we enter the top 10, Billboard's top 100 Christmas songs of all time, Donny Hathaway, This Christmas from 1970.
Love it. Spectacular. I didn't really know anything about Donny Hathaway until a few years ago, and I was listening to one of the Christmas stations, and they played that song.
Ann's dad, right?
What's that?
Anne Hathaway's dad?
No.
Oh.
And
play This Christmas, Donny Hathaway.
And I heard this song, and I heard this voice, and I went, God, this guy's got a spectacular voice. I love him.
It's been covered by Destiny's Child and Pentatonix.
This song
and John Travolta and Olivia Newton. John.
Really?
Yeah. They did a duet cover of this.
Get to it.
Hey, this is great.
Hang on.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Listen to that groove. Yeah,
that's great.
Got swing to it.
Yeah.
Listen to this voice.
This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together.
All right, stop the show.
Love
because
it.
At number 9, this one beats me. And I think, George, you may like this. 1982.
Oh, it's great.
Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah.
You ready? Here we go.
You understand?
You better not. Excuse me. Can we start again? I had an accident in my blue jeans.
I'm kind of out on that.
Yeah. Can't do it.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming.
And number 8, Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis.
Bum, 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 bum. Love it.
That's in Die Hard, too.
Yeah.
I think, I'm pretty sure
that's
in Die
Hard.
Is that
what the limo driver's listening to?
Yeah. That's a great song. Mm-hmm. Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis. Number 7, Jose Feliciano.
Feliz Navidad.
It's okay.
Feliz Navidad.
Okay. I can stay with it,
yeah.
I guess.
Huh.
What?
You guys are not quite as multicultural as I am.
I've bagged on.
I'm very
white
proud of
Christmas,
that song.
All these white Christmas songs.
Wait, what makes them white Christmas songs? Huh? Interesting.
By white artists.
By, yeah.
At number 6, Brenda Lee.
Oh.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree.
The most overplayed Christmas song, I think.
Yeah, and it's a really good song, but because it's overplayed, it's a bit of a beating.
I don't. She was 13 when she did that song.
Wow. Really? Yeah,
but it's Home Alone, so.
Oh, God. Number 5. All right, we're getting to the top 5 now.
Yeah,
you guys ought to know.
Good. These will all be good.
Number 5. I know this is old, and it's SG, and it's OK Boomer. 1947, Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
Absolutely.
One of the greatest songs ever.
That's another one, though, that just makes me so sad.
I know.
It's still real to me.
And number 4. This is the problem with everything. Wham's Last Christmas.
Hell yeah, bro.
I like it.
It's the song that
great
tears this show apart every single Christmas season.
Bird Dogs play it every year. Absolutely.
I like
it. At our Christmas party.
Last Christmas.
Which is next Wednesday at the Bartonville store, by the way.
We've got Last Christmas, which is a whole year ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
I gave you my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the very next day, you threw it away.
On the 26th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so this year, weird
he's gonna do
give up lyrics I've ever seen in my life. Why did the person wait a day?
I don't know.
If they didn't want that guy's heart, you would just get rid of it right away. Why did they give him the grace period of 24 hours?
It's going to be different this year. He's going to save
and
it for somebody
special. Weird, specific, last Christmas I gave you my heart, and then 24 hours you gave it away.
Mm-hmm.
It's dumb. It's one of the worst songs ever.
It's
and
great.
For some reason, it's a classic. And it's got the most cheesy. It's got the keyboards that sound bad in it.
I don't care.
All right.
It's a great progression.
Well, they should have done a better recording of it, an arrangement of it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And they shouldn't have written it.
Let's see. Oh, it doesn't have the. I said that was 4, so this next one must be 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song.
Absolutely. That might be my number 1. Certainly a top 3 for me.
How's it go?
Greatest Christmas voice. Chestnuts
roasting on an open fire.
Greatest Christmas voice ever.
Mm. Darlene Love's Christmas Baby Please Come Home ranks 2nd.
Love
U2's version's better.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
U2's version
so great.
Probably gets more airplay than hers.
Yeah.
And get ready. All right, I haven't named number 1, but it's coming up right now. Give me the drum roll, because let's see if you guys can guess the number 1 Christmas song of all time according to Billboard.
It's not White Christmas, and it's not the Christmas song.
Yeah, I would have guessed White Christmas.
Seems like all the big ones have been hit. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I would have thought Rudolph would have been high in contention, but it's not Rudolph. Rudolph wasn't even in the top 25.
Silent Night?
Not even Silent Night. A beautiful, beautiful song.
Hmm. Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem? Or is
that's
it?
Another. I always loved Away in a Manger. I think Giorgio hated that one. But I loved Away in a Manger.
Oh, I think I may know.
What?
Little Drummer Boy?
No, but that is my favorite Christmas song.
That's one I bag on. That one just destroys me.
It's one of the most beautiful messages ever.
I know, the message is nice, but the song sucks.
I love that song.
Boy, you've all guessed great ones, though. I would have thought that one of those standards, classics, that reach back all the way to the true meaning of Christmas may have been
so
tops.
It's going to be a new poppy one, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I've called it one of the worst deals we've ever had. I think that it is the problem with humanity, and it's the reason why I root for global warming.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
No, I do root for global warming for that, too. That was written by a guy in Dallas.
That's right.
1994's All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. The song that guarantees her mailbox money for life.
It's not a bad song.
It's not
bad. It's just been overplayed.
Speaking of a song that is new, that broke into the canon.
Right.
And not only broke into it, but then is number one on so many people's lists.
Yeah.
How?
It's really good. It is.
It is good.
She can't help it that it went so viral before viral was even around.
She can't help that it went viral, but she can pledge to not ever play it again. Like, she's never going to perform it. She needs to distance from it.
Christmas. And Love Actually made this really go through the roof.
Get to it, Mariah. Here we go. Get in. Launch in. Here we go. Cue the band. Here we go. There we go. Thank you, man.
I know, but if you were hearing this for the first time, you would say, that's really good.
No, I wouldn't.
We got to play this song.
No, it's so musically uninteresting.
Okay, that's a good list. Thank you, Gordo.